I can see y'all, but you can't see me.
Okay. Shafto. I'll come back. Stone. Thibodeau.
Present.
Thank you. Uzel, present. Wyman.
He's present.
There he is. Weiskel.
Present.
Thank you. And Venetia asked for an excuse absence too. We'll get to that in a minute. Willis.
Present.
Thank you. Young.
Present.
Thank you. Okay, going back, Alan.
She said she was getting on.
It's in years. Shafto. Stone. We got most of us here. And I guess the chair also got a request for excuses from Frank Petra and Venetia Williams.
Mr. Pratka and Miss Williams, Pratka. Yes.
Pratka. Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
You got a quorum.
I move that we excuse from Pratka and Venetia Williams.
Thank you.
Second.
Are there any objections to these two excused absences? They were submitted in writing.
Yes, I object.
State your objection, Ted.
I don't think I have to, but the bottom line is that they did not indicate why they wanted an excused absence. I'm just voting no, and I've put it on the record that I will always vote no. I don't like the bylaw. I think that people miss three consecutive meetings, they should be off the board. Those are my reasons.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to speak? Okay, if you would, Richard.
Okay, Alan.
A vote for yes is a vote to excuse these 2 minutes.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
What's your point of order, Ted?
To expedite this, can you just ask if anyone other than me objects and move on?
You triggered this, Ted, with your objection. Are you withdrawing it?
No.
Then we have to vote, Ted. You know Robert's rules. Go ahead, Richard.
Alan. Britton.
Yes.
Kerr.
Yes.
Casanova.
Yes.
Foyce. You pronounce that voice? Henry, how do you pronounce your name? I can't hear you're
Yeah, it's Faust.
Faust, okay.
Rhymes with joust.
Okay, how'd you vote on this?
I'm sorry, what's the vote on right now?
This is the excused absence.
I vote. I accept it, yes.
Okay, Gardner.
Bob Gardner votes yes.
Yes. Hoyt. Hoyt. James.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Martinez.
Yay.
Yay. McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Miller.
Yes.
Yes. Tamar Naratomi.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Scheidler.
Yes.
Yes. Thibodeau.
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Wyman?
Yes.
Yes. Weiskel, no, right?
Right. No.
Gotcha. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Okay, that's however many yeses that is and a no.
Okay. Teresa is now joining. The next point on the agenda is, or the next point is agenda approval on the.
Chair, this is Nancy. I have a question.
What is it, Nancy? Is it about the agenda approval? Because that's what we're on.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
About the agenda or about the meeting. It should be posted on kpfdx.org so the public
Nancy, it's been posted for a week per the rules, along with the Zoom link. Thank you.
No, it hasn't. I've been checking. It's not there.
I saw it.
You're out of order, Nancy.
When did you put it up?
Nancy, you're out of order. I'm asking you to please.
Why am I out of order? I'm just asking.
That's your first warning, Nancy. Please put that in order, Richard. I'm giving you a warning here as chair. We're on agenda approval. I have posted the agenda. It's been distributed by email. It's in the chat as a PDF that you can click and open on your device.
I move approval of the agenda. Second.
Is there any objection to the agenda as stated? Hearing no objection, it's appreciated.
Mr.
We're going to move down to
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying because people are texting that they cannot find that information, and I went to the Pacifica calendar, and where we have the announcing of this meeting. All the others, LSB, are posted there. I cannot see there our posting. I'm sorry, but.
I'm sorry that you can't see it. I can see it on my screen.
Okay. Everybody else can see it.
Okay, so I'm not going to get into an argument about this because it's there, Adriana. You need to take a closer look, and perhaps after the meeting, I can point you to the exact link. We're in the middle of a meeting. We're on to staff recognition. So let's move on with our agenda.
Do you want me to send a picture of what the public see?
We have plenty of people from the public on.
Okay, perfect.
We have plenty of people from the public on. So,
Chair, I just sent a picture to the LSB. There's no Zoom link.
All right, Nancy, you're out of order. Don't make me
Why?
Because we're on staff recognition right now.
It's also a bylaw violation not to post these things.
It's posted, Nancy. I'm not going to get into
not
this
posted.
Right
okay,
now.
Maybe you posted on something different, but I'm looking at kpfdx.org. It's not there.
Look at the Pacifica calendar. On the Pacifica website, it's plainly there.
Oh, yes, that's just the meeting. But, I mean, how to join is not there.
It's on there, too. The Zoom, the whole Zoom information, everything's up there.
I don't see it.
Ugh.
Okay, look, we're moving on with our agenda, please. Okay? So, sorry you can't see it. We're on staff recognition. Would anybody like to speak to that?
Yes, I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead, Lillian. Thank you.
I'd like to recognize all the volunteers that we have, that have been keeping KPFT on the air, unpaid and in many times unrecognized and oftentimes unappreciated. And they've been doing this since we physically closed our studios in March of 2020. And I think they've been doing an awesome job. And I'd like to give a personal shout out to Patrick, who helps Wally and I on the Progressive Forum. And without all this unpaid, unsung help, a lot of this programming would not be going out on the air. And I really appreciate everyone that's working behind the scenes that we don't, now that we're not physically going to the studio, I don't see a lot of these folks, but I really appreciate everything they're doing.
Thank you, Lillian. Thank you. Anybody else like
Oh, Lord.
And
Teresa's got her hand up. Teresa's got her hand up.
Go ahead,
Teresa. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, would you like to say something about Mr. Walker, who recently passed?
I guess this would be a good time to do it. Thank you for mentioning that. Dennis Walker had been around KPFT for as long as I have, maybe, and going back even further. He's a member of the arts and music community, and he worked very well at the event. I was involved with Watermelon Festival. Dennis was entertained people on the air with his music. He was very creative. He was a graphic artist that did post these shirts for PFT. And his personal friend, and unfortunately, he passed away at least in our community. And all and some our prayers include a graph or whatever we meditate.
Sandy, I'm sorry, but you're going in and out again.
Okay.
And so maybe Teresa could give that.
Go.
Recording stopped.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Did we lose our chair?
We're trying to reconnect.
Like. So good to see you all.
It's nice seeing it, Teresa. And everybody else.
Howdy, Teresa.
Does he know? Somebody, he's still talking to us.
Smoke, have you got him?
If only.
And stimulate if you don't.
I will try to call him right now.
Richard, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know nothing.
Really? Okay.
Recording in progress.
Captain Tom, this is Adriana. I want to just welcome you. I know that we were told that you were in the hospital before.
That's right.
I'm so happy to see you back. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Adriana. I certainly do appreciate that. Thank you. And I appreciate all your concerns. And God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sandy. I'm trying to join by phone. Okay. Oh man, this is really amazing. Can you hear me at this point?
Yes.
Well, we'll keep going like this, and I'm going to try to call in by phone as well. So.
Yes, I can hear you better. I can hear you pretty clearly now.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll hold, but for some reason, my internet is extremely unstable tonight. So, okay. I guess we're by staff recognition, and I'm glad Captain Tom is back as well.
Yeah.
We've circulated minutes for our January 12th meeting last month and the special meeting we held on January 18th. I'll split this into two. Do I hear approval of the January 12th minutes?
Approved.
Approved.
So I have a motion and a second. Is there any objection?
I object.
What's your objection, Nancy?
I object.
What's your objection?
I object to the minutes.
Okay. You have no specific objection or just you're objecting?
Okay. You ready to?
Mr. Chair?
Let's just take a vote and get through it. Just
okay. Hang on, everybody. If you're not reckoning, please speak up.
Okay. This is to approve the minutes.
Call roll, please.
This is to approve the minutes of January 12th. Alan?
Yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Care?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve?
No.
No. Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
Bob Gardner votes yes.
Yes. Hoyt?
Please enter the meeting password.
Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yay.
Yay. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Miller?
Miller.
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naritomi?
Sabara Naritomi votes no.
No. Scheidler. Look at missed that name.
Yes.
Up. Yes. Did Deb Chaffetz or William Stone arrive? Okay. Thibodeau?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weisgel?
Not voting.
Not voting. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Sixteen, two, one.
Motion carries. Thank you. Now for the approval of the January 18th meeting minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Yes.
I heard a motion and a second. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Care?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve?
No.
No. Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
Abstain.
Abstain. Hoyt? Where's Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, Martinez.
Yay.
Yay. McPherson.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Miller.
Miller. Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naritomi.
No.
Sidebar. Did I get that right?
Saibara.
No. I probably won't ever get it right. Chandler. Schindler, see, I'm getting her name messed up too. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. I get my own name mixed up sometimes too. Thibodeau?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weisel?
Not voting.
Not voting. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
This one is 15 to 2, 15 to 2, to 1 to 1. We have 15 yeses, 2 noes, 1 abstention. And two not voting, or two not voting? Just one vote.
One not voting, Ted.
Yeah, okay. Motion passed.
Point of information.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Isn't a not voting the same as abstain?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's right. We can mark it either way. But yes, it's the same thing. It means the same thing. Okay. Dr. Franklin is with us and he's got a report for us while he's talking. Everybody else, please mute. Be respectful. Dr. Franklin, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As of this afternoon, I received a note from P.K. McCary, who is the chair of the KPFT Community Advisory Board. She's informing me that she's scheduling a town hall meeting for Saturday, March 6, 2022. The theme will be...
Can you take a bunch of marshmallows?
I don't know. You can take a serving of marshmallows, however much that is.
Jill, Jill, can you mute, please?
The theme will be community media. What does the future of progressive media look like? You get to decide. That's Saturday, March 6, 2022. That's P.K. McCary and... The people on her committee, I guess, deserves a shout out. Matthew Jenkins, Akua Holt, Joy Jackson, Yolanda Marshall, Claudia Coletta, Jamie Moon, Aaron McCary, Sister Mama Sonia, Tanik Smith, Seema Hernandez, and Eddie Garcia. Again, that's a town hall meeting, March 6, 2022, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Most of you guys got the report in front of you that I submitted. I was asked to provide the amount of money on hand. As of when I got the report, it was $14,133.26. I was also asked to provide membership information. So the information that you have is a bit dated. It's not current. But as of when I submitted the report, I think it was Monday night, the figure was $9,748.00. That amount has risen. That amount has risen since then. As I just said, that was a total from 2 days into the membership drive. So it has changed a bit. We've had one program addition. It's called Code Pink. That's a program that's on Monday evenings from 5 until 6 p.m. The lead up to the membership drive, we had the program director from WPFW, Katia Stitt. She conducted two Zoom training sessions for attending KPFT programmers. The training sessions focus on-air pitching techniques for programmers in advance of the membership drive. She provided two, one on a Wednesday and one on a Saturday afternoon. In attempt to provide information to programs and staff about professional development. I submitted information from the Poynter and Washington Post Leadership Academy for Diversity in Media. All programmers, if they were interested, they can submit information for participation, potential selection and participation in that particular professional development opportunity. Also provided information to KPFT programmers for a competition called the Gracies Awards Competition. It's a competition that honors women in radio, television, and digital media. Regarding the recently concluded MLK event that was in January 17th, the station participated in the parade. The station also produced a locally produced 3-hour MLK special. We're currently working to upgrade our webpage, upgrade it and update it And we hope to have that hopefully in the next month or so, if not sooner. We will be participating with the National Park Service to provide Black History Month programming, specifically information, programming information for broadcast on the Tuskegee Airmen and Bloody Sunday. KPFT is partnering with other Pacifica stations in a coordinated Black History programming, where stations have been asked, African-American programmers have been asked to submit programming that they've produced for consideration and scheduling on a day-long programming feat that begins on February 21st, which is, I think, is President's Day. It goes from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. KPFT will be partnering with WPFW Monday Morning Quarterback News Magazine program. Actually, it's the news magazine team. We'll be working with those particular individuals to help us to develop and build our own news team here at KPFT.
Fuck out of here. They don't even have news themselves.
Okay. They are going to be working.
I may come back for public comment, but.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Voice of personal privilege. Is there any way that we can make understand the public that they can be here, but they need to be respectful? Turn off your microphone because the general manager is giving a report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KPFT will be partnering with WPFW Monday Morning Quarterbacking News Magazine team, in particular, Ms. Goodwin, who is a veteran producer at WPFW, and I'm proud to have her work with us on building our particular news team. Repeat, I'm proud to have her willing to help us here since we have no news presence presently at the station. KPFT submitted a Democracy SOS grant proposal on Saturday. This particular grant will provide a small stipend to stations that are developing news operations and newsrooms. We believe that this particular grant, if we are successful, we can build upon some of the existing, couple of the existing programs that we have. We've already reached out to one programmer who is amenable to working with us. So I envision that that particular programmer will be working with the WPFW representative as we work to develop our news team and newsroom, assuming we get this particular grant. Also, the producer of Execution Watch, Elizabeth Stein, is reaching out to WPFW, who is interested in carrying broadcasting our Execution Watch programming live when that occurs. I think that'll be a great public relations opportunity for us to provide some of our quality programming, necessary programming to the Washington DC community. Tragically as it is, no one wants to promote executions, but certainly it's certainly newsworthy. And I believe that when that occurs, the program director, WPFW, has agreed to and is interested in partnering with us if and when that happens. We have replaced Dakota Sampson with Howard Reynolds. Howard has been really doing a really good job in terms of making sure that our promos, our fundraising promos, are scheduled and run consistently, making sure that the programs get scheduled. So he's done a really, really good job in terms of making sure that many of the fundraiser promos that you're hearing from a varied cross-section of program producers, from Julianne Malvo, Amy Goodman, to Gospel Memories, those particular promos are being loaded and rotated accordingly, among others, throughout our program day. And the final point on the engineering point, the Mo Thomas, our engineer, has indicated that we do have low bandwidth, which causes us to have a problem every now and again. But that is something that Mo has assured us that he's working to correct. So since I'm through and I heard some comments while I was speaking, I'm happy to take any questions.
To be clear, these are from the board. I'd like to see raised hands from board members, please. Anybody for the stack? Teresa, go ahead.
Hi. I have two questions. Is our new person, are they technically a board op? They have qualifications, so when we are in a new building, will they be able to help with that? I'm wondering what the job description is like on that job. And I believe this is a part-time position. Are we looking for another position? I'm wondering if we will ever hire somebody or when we can hire someone to help with membership. Number two, I'm wondering, do we have a method at this time if someone wants to submit to get a program? Is there any place on the website where they can apply to have a show so we can get more local people applying for shows?
Is that all?
That's it. Thank you.
Howard has been in radio for about 46 years. So he's well qualified to do this particular position. There is no money in the budget to add any other staffing at this particular point in time. There's a freeze on hiring. We had to get approval to get this particular position through. It is not part-time. It's full-time. And with respect to providing assistance for our membership coordinate person, Robin, we don't have those particular funds at this particular point in time to add any more time to her limited work schedule.
When you're done speaking, lower your hand, please, when you're done.
Let me finish.
Paula Miller. Paula Miller's next. Thank you. And then Susan. And I'm sorry, Mary Ann, and then Susan. Go ahead, Paula.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon, GM. I just have a quick question for you. In reference to, I believe I sent an email over to you maybe a couple of weeks ago about the radio show that I do live every Saturday with children. Is that something that you would consider? I could say it's nothing that you have to do other than maybe just coordinate or something, but I do come on Saturdays from 12 to 2. It is a children's show, and I think it'll be very beneficial and very helpful for the station as well to partner with me in doing that. Thank you. I'm finished.
I received your information. I read your email. In terms of carrying live program, it would have to be live to tape. It would have to be pre-recorded, and then we'd have to schedule it later if we were going to run it at all.
Gotcha. Thank you.
If you're not speaking, please mute. Next up, Mary Ann Martinez and then Susan Young. Go ahead, Mary Ann.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Franklin. Hey, I have a question for you. I was wondering, have you been provided or with any community needs assessments since you've been on, you know, in your position?
A community assessment?
Yes, sir.
No, I have not. In the 6 months that I've been here, usually the FCC will require at some point that stations, not in 6 months, but over a period of time, do some degree of community ascertainment and have that as part of their public file. Now, it could be that it's somewhere in the public file that you've done an assessment previously, maybe last year, that's maybe that information is available. But I haven't seen that any type of assessment. I have seen, however, these surveys that come in randomly that local individuals respond to. They make suggestions about potential public shows that they'd like to broadcast. But that's the extent of any type of ascertainment that I've received. The earlier point about the website, once we do get our website revamped and reworked, Markeisha has indicated to me that there is a form that traditionally was posted on the station's website for individuals from the community who were interested in submitting program ideas. Once we revamp our website, we will, in fact, put that particular document up so that if anybody wants to recommend or suggest a program can fill out that particular form and have it reviewed.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to let you know that that's the primary responsibility of the Community Advisory Board.
Yes.
Now, if they have not done that, then the LSB can step in and do something like that. But I think that's very important that that be done even before any type of evaluation of your performance is started.
I would suggest now that there is and there will be a scheduled community advisory, there's going to be a town hall. Perhaps, I don't know if you know PK McCary, that might be something you might want to reach out to her and suggest to her.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Susan, go ahead.
Yes, first a shout out to Mary Ann, who was a dynamite chair of the CAB at one point when I served on it, and I know community needs assessments are done. Dr. Franklin, I'm so glad that you gave us your written report and that Sandy has you at the first of the agenda, top of the agenda to discuss with us. This is extremely helpful to hear from you. I am one of the four people on the PNB from KPFT, and we have had the pleasure of meeting the new ED, Stephanie Wells. And I wanted to ask you what communications you've been able to have with her and hope that the communication with our GM of KPFT happens soon if it hasn't happened yet.
She sent about 2 weeks ago. She sent a note, a personal note to myself and Markeisha, asking possible times that we might be able to have a Zoom conference setting with her. I'm waiting. Markeisha and myself, we submitted days and times, and we're waiting to have that meeting with the new ED.
Just a quick comment back. KPFK is at the moment in major crisis. So it wouldn't surprise me if she's having to devote a lot of time to KPFK first.
Understood.
Thank you, Susan. Anybody else? We have time for one more question. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Franklin. Really appreciate you sending the written report. Go ahead, Nancy. Last question to Dr. Franklin.
What is the membership number?
I don't have it as of this moment, but what Robin has been doing, she's been sending those periodic updates, and everybody is, I think the LSB members are on that particular list. She sends them out daily. So probably she's already sent out, or she will be sending out an up to the second or up to the dollar figure at the end of each day, and probably on tomorrow, you'll have a most accurate number. I don't have the accurate number presently.
I meant the members, number of members.
That's what I'm referring, yes.
Oh, really? It's going to be included. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to move ahead on the agenda here. We have two task forces running. Venetia Williams asked for an excused absence, and she gave me some information to pass along. So just very quickly, to all of you, in March, we're going to be doing something called 52 for 52. We'll be 52 years old in March, and we want everyone to contribute $52. And that starts with this board. I'm hoping everybody gets on board with this. If you need to divide it up into four small payments or smaller payments over a year, do it. But contribute the $52. And looking around at organizations, philanthropic organizations, they ask, well, how does your board support your organization? So let's show them. Let's set the example. And I thank Venetia for this amazing idea. I think it's wonderful. So she's got some good things going. And in March, we hope to get this moving on. Yeah, Mike's already got a dollar. We want 52 of those from everybody. Okay.
I've got $2. I'll give you 50 later.
There you go. You just scrap metal, right? The $2 bill. Uh-huh. Dr. Faust, I'm going to give you the floor so that you can talk about grant writing. And I hope I'm going to try to share my screen with everybody. And hopefully your presentation is in everybody's view now.
Hey, I don't see it yet, Sandy.
We're having fun tonight. I have it up there, supposedly. You should be able to see this, no?
I mean, if not, Sandy, I could just talk.
Go ahead and talk.
Yeah. So there are a few different things I've been looking at. One of is Borealis Foundation. And there's two different programs within that foundation. There's emerging LGBTQ leaders of color. There's also funds for transgeneration. And these are possible areas for a proposal for funding for queer voices. So I've been working with Brian. I did look and get some information back on fund for transgeneration. I don't believe we're eligible for that one. So I'm still, you know, I've got like an email out to the other person who's program director for LGBTQ. So I'm figuring out what's going on with that. Along with that, I'm working on a pre-application for Houston Endowment. It's one of the particular organizations over the last, I want to say 10 years, we've actually got funding from. And I'm about to segue into that one. So previous sources of funding have been the Brown Foundation, Greater Houston Community Foundation, Houston Endowment, also Joan Holt and J. Roger Witch Foundation. So I'm talking to Robin because she knows much more about this. Hopefully on Friday, I'll talk to her about these different organizations that we've got funding through. And I know her and Dr. Franklin are actually pursuing some of these avenues. So obviously I'm not going to step on anyone's toes. But overall, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So overall, the things I got in the fire right now is possible proposal from Borealis. There's probably just one avenue on that right now. I'm looking for funding for some particular things. You know, the idea that there would be remote broadcasting, so there's equipment needs. Also, possibly, you know, I need to talk to Dr. Franklin and Robin about this. Possibly we could get funding for interns over the summer. And there may be something to do with collaboration with local businesses. So those are some of the ideas that we're pitching. Now, the sources of funding would be Houston Endowment, Brown Foundation, Greater Houston Community Foundation, John Holt and J. Roger Witch Foundation. I'm also looking at other sources of funding. That's about it. So that's basically kind of an update of what I'm doing, Sandy.
Thank you. This is very important work, and I want everybody on the board to recognize what Dr. Faust is doing for us, trying to generate some funds from grant writing. And as we move forward, this could really blossom into something significant. And I want to thank you for your efforts and whatever support that I can offer. Please ask.
And Sandy, I want to add that, you know, Dr. Franklin and Robin are doing a lot in this area also. Probably even more than I am, right? It's their job and I'm a volunteer, so.
You're certainly motivating, so thank you for that. We owe you a debt of gratitude. Let's see this through. And about 1 month of funding for our station is $50,000, and between what Venetia's doing and Dr. Faust is doing and whatever efforts that we can all add to that, including contributions of that $52, it will go toward that total. And I believe this board owes it to the station to raise that money. So let's all work hard to do it and come together over that. We're a few minutes early. Does anybody mind starting a public comment now? I didn't think so. Okay. I'm going to look at the chat while we're talking here. Courtney Wilson asked to be on the stack in public comment, as did Elizabeth. Either on the chat or raise your hand. So Courtney, go ahead. The rules here are 2 minutes, and then we're going to move on to the next speaker. Public comment is 30 minutes in total. So we'll go through that. Hang on. We'll go through that 30 minutes, 2 minutes at a time, as it were. Who had a point of order?
Bob Gartner.
Go ahead, Bob.
In reading the bylaws in the last few days, and also the Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules, people that speak in public comment are not obligated to give their names or anything to identify themselves as individuals.
We're not adding anybody to that, Bob. Thank you. These were people that identified in chat. So if you would, please start us off.
Hello, this is Courtney Wilson, and I guess I'm going to start with a little piece of information. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's been out for about 3 weeks now. Through the Houston Endowment, they are putting together, there is a $20 million pot of money for creating independent Houston-based news. And right now it might still be, I'm not sure how they're distributing it or whatever, but they are looking for content. And so I know Dr. Franklin spoke about trying to select new people to do news. I represent Houston Indie Media at this time while I'm speaking. And myself, I would like to be considered for any creation of news at KPFT. And I'd also like to say, a lot of you know the story that Houston Indie Media was, in my opinion, unjustly removed from the air. And I'd really like to get some feedback on when maybe Dr. Franklin, you can contact me. I know you have my email address. If you could give us an idea for when we will be rightfully restored. I know there's another executive director, so I don't know if we need to restart the process and go through the proper channels again, but I'm here for it. You had an all people of color, anarchist derivative news collective that is no longer. And I, for one, would like to see it returned. Thank you. And I'm done speaking.
Thank you, Courtney. Next on the stack, I have Elizabeth Milos. Elizabeth, go ahead. I hope I got your last name right.
Yes, you did. I'm Elizabeth Milos. I'm incoming LSB member at KPFA. I ran on the Rescue Pacifica slate. And I'm joining this public comment because the reason why I ran and the reason why Rescue Pacifica exists is because we want to help restore KPFA back to its radical roots. And so I also support the previous Courtney Wilson, who spoke about Houston Indie Media. I think that we need to bring back the more radical programmers. I'm not sure if people are aware, but I mean, I feel that the program that has been happening, at least at the KPFA news level, has been more similar to NPR than actually anything that the Pacifica mission was created for, which was to create content that normally would not be available to the public. I am concerned about the bylaws issue regarding, it was a first runner-up who was seated after a newly elected member who did not attend the December LSB meeting and had already emailed 2 resignations during the January meeting, was still allowed to unresign. So I'm sort of concerned about there seems to be not a lack of there seems to be a lack of following through on actual bylaws rules. When you resign, you resign. And so I'm wondering why you're allowing this situation to continue.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I have a phone number, 231-489-4872. Let's try it this way. 832-231-4892. You have to unmute to talk.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, that number. Okay.
Hi, this is V. Patel Adams. I'm from the Houston Indie Media Collective. Dr. Franklin, I'm aware that you know that about what happened to the Indie Media show. I know that you have been made fully aware many times of the details of what happened to our show and how we have had our show unduly canceled after over a decade of free weekly programming at KPFT. Yet you haven't reached out to myself or any of the other members of Houston Indie Media to rectify this situation. And I know that you are not the one that did the harm. We get that. But as our GM right now of KPFT, I believe it is your responsibility to fix these wrongs that unfortunately were done by the person that was in charge before you. But at this moment, you are our GM. And so we're coming to you again, asking you to fix the situation. I know that you know what's happened. You've been told by many different people what's happened with our show. You've been sent documentation by myself and by other collective members. I've also told you that you can reach out to me, as have other collective members, but you haven't done that. You claim to understand what's going on, but you haven't done anything. And many of the people, I just want to point out as well, that you thanked previously, many of the people that you think, like half of them over the cab, know about what happened to Indie Media and are supporters of ours. Some of those people I know have personally reached out to you and again explained the situation. Indie Media has been on KPFT for over a decade of our free labor, mostly people of color, mostly women. So essentially, KPFT has stolen from women, black and brown women.
It's time.
Can I please finish?
You can get back on the stack. We're using a 2-minute rule tonight.
Well, the rule has typically been 3 minutes. I don't
okay,
think something
it's
like that.
2 minutes. It's 2 minutes. Late.
You can have my.
Typically.
Okay, I will get back on stack. I will
thank,
please get
thank
back
you,
on stack.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Captain Tom and then PK. Go ahead, Captain Tom. You have to unmute, Captain Tom.
Okay. I yield my 2 minutes to PK. Go ahead, PK.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say something that is very, very personal for me. And the personal of it is that I don't carelessly or, you know, just with a chip on my shoulder, talk about the issues that are affecting people of color in the BIPOC community. In a negative way. I mean, public comment belongs to the public. So it seems like somehow the public comment area is something that we should be able to stay within the 30 minutes, but say what we need to say. It's a form of microaggression to censor folks that you don't want to hear from in the first place. And I get that. I mean, I said after the last meeting that I was on, which was a committee meeting, I was talking about systems and how we can make a difference in our systems. But when you tell me basically to shut up or what I said wasn't relevant, it is like a paper cut. You haven't shot me. You know, you haven't put an arrow through me. You haven't stabbed me. but it's a cut nonetheless. And what V is talking about and what Courtney is talking about and what Ms. Milo, who just came from another station, what people are talking about is they want to be heard. They want to be acknowledged and they want to be valued. And just because you don't agree doesn't mean that it's not happening. I'm not telling you things to hurt you. I'm here fighting for KPFT just like the rest of you. And in doing so, it is very, very frustrating to have, when people are talking, rolling your eyes, or the minute they say something, they go like, oh my God, that's not respectful. And it is damaging when you talk about, we want members. You've had members. You've run them off. I'm sorry. You're going to have to
15 seconds.
Look at your own actions. This is a form of microaggression and gaslighting for those of us who aren't just talking to you, the LSB, but talking to the public who is listening to you.
Thank you. Kevin, do you still want to speak? And please lower your hand when you're done speaking. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, there's someone in the waiting room who can't get in.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to get everything done here. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the time. I've been sitting here listening to this meeting, and here we are again, back to the same old thing. We're disrespecting everybody. Let's try to understand. We're here to work together to try to better KPFT, okay? Not for your personal agenda, okay? If you don't agree with something, that's fine. But, you know, state your business. You know, let's keep the agenda moving. Let's stop, you know, arguing and fighting over things. I mean, it's totally, you know, wrong, period. So I have utmost respect for Sandy Wyman. He, so far, in my opinion, he's been doing a good job as a chair. And, we need to back each other up and keep each other, you know, straight. Okay. And that is my public comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Tom. I don't see any hands up currently. Venetia, did you want to speak again? Your hand was up before.
I need to put my hand up.
Okay. I'm going to move on. Bill Crozier, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear
me? Yes, go ahead.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Well, first, I want to thank all of our hardworking programmers, all the volunteers that are producing shows for KPFT under difficult circumstances, not being able to have a studio access and things like that. And I know I just noticed a number of them are on this call. I didn't know they were going to be on the call tonight, but they and many others are the ones who bring in the money and keep the station alive. And I also want to thank all those on the board who are working to make our meetings, you know, more efficient and function better so we don't drive away more volunteers. And I just want to encourage both Dr. Franklin and all of the LSB to listen, especially to programmers who are bringing in the listeners, the new members, and the donations. They're the ones who are going to make a difference of whether the station survives or not. Nobody owns their time slot. Nobody owns their airtime. Sometimes it's time to make changes. And, you know, I know that's happened. And I think Dr. Franklin has put some good shows on that didn't come from KPFT. They're not originating here, but they're good programs. But we also need to look at the shows that are locally produced that, you know, are bringing into the support that people want to hear. And it's not just dollars, it's number of donors too. And I think you need to look back at the history of shows for the last couple of years, for example, and see how they've done in fund drives in terms of those two numbers, number of donations and number from different people and also dollars worth. Because if we can't support our operations and, you know, even just get some more people to help with membership and outreach and things like that, we're not going to survive. So thank you for listening. Appreciate it. And thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Bill. We've got a number of hands up and I'm looking at the chat. Nuri, did you want to speak? Nuri?
I do. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Nuri. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Do forgive me. I'm in quarantine. I just got positive a week ago or so. So what you see behind me is my quarantine quarters. I think I know now why I haven't shown up to any LSB meeting. I've been with KPFT 29 years or so, and the last few years have gotten quite emotional for me as I see it start to crumble. And a lot of that is due to many reasons we don't want to admit. Some of those reasons include that we're not doing great programming. Not every show is on top of what they should be doing as far as the quality of the program, how they're distributing it, what they're talking about, all that stuff. I see that we are still divided. I just showed up for the very first time to an LSB meeting, and I'm seeing that we're attacking each other and we're throwing things out. Yes, PK, everybody should have a chance to speak. If there's 30 minutes and then 40 people who want to speak, you can't give everybody unlimited time to speak in that 30 minutes. And I think what has been said is that the person who started to talk and ran out of time is, let's go through the whole list and we'll get back to you, which makes perfect sense. We need to drop all that stuff out. I think we need to focus on getting better programming. We need to look at how we're raising the money. We need to start doing community outreach. I've said many times the LSB should have come up to membership drives and answered the phones. They should get volunteers to donate food and reach out to the community to find ways to raise money. Ironically, just before I joined this meeting, I was looking at a folio, KPFT folio from 1970, from the bombing. And I'm going to read something real quick. It says, the dynamiter made a serious mistake. He manipulated the attention, which the explosion focused on the station, and so many new listeners and subscribers.
Recording stopped.
Sorry?